AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Police have a suspect in custody in Mesa, Arizona, after a rampage that involved a motel shooting, a carjacking, and a home invasion. It all left one person dead, five wounded, and had police in suburban Phoenix out in force.
I heard several cop cars and ambulances and fire trucks roll past me. I get here, and there's easily 20, 30 police units just swarming the roads.
Police have identified the suspect as Ryan Giroux, a 41-year-old ex-con who has served three stints in state prison since 1994. Police in northern Colorado have arrested a 34-year-old woman accused of stabbing a pregnant woman in the stomach and removing her baby, which did not survive. Two women did not know each other. The pregnant woman apparently attacked when she went to a home in Longmont to buy baby clothes that were advertised on Craigslist. Foreign tourists scrambled in panic after militants stormed a museum in Tunisia's capital. According to one witness, they were shooting at anything that moved. More from the AP's Elaine Ganley.
The Tunisian prime minister said that 17 tourists visiting the Bardo Museum were killed when it was attacked by gunmen. Two gunmen were killed when the museum was stormed by security forces. Several other gunmen are said to be still on the loose.
Swedish police say several people have been shot inside a restaurant in the city of Gothenburg and that some have died. That incident is believed to be gang-related. About 1,000 students gathered at the University of Virginia campus Wednesday night to demand justice for a student who was injured during an arrest and appears in a photo with a bloody face as he's being held down by an officer. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has called for an investigation. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is denouncing the budget unveiled by House Republicans as a triumph of ideology over history.
I'm going to take a little credit.
The president says his policies are helping power a strong recovery. Yet Republicans once again want to gut vital investments while cutting taxes for the rich. The same approach he says gave us the Great Recession.
Despite the economic progress, despite the mountains of new evidence, their approach hasn't changed.
And he says this latest budget would give millionaires and billionaires tax breaks averaging $50,000 a year.
About as much in tax cuts as the average middle-class American makes an entire year.
At an appearance in Cleveland, he said, however you spin it, what this budget is not is good for the middle class. Mark Smith at the White House.
First Lady Michelle Obama is in Tokyo. She and her Japanese counterpart have announced plans to deepen cooperation in helping girls in developing nations finish their educations. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.